Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances. This is Saturday Triple M NRL for Brighton's lawyers, protecting your future.
The Blues team is picked by the fans.
Oh, here we go.
The New South Wales fans, Triple M listeners. I'm just going to go through this list for you and see how they've gone. Jared Hayne gets a mention. Angus Crichton, Nathan Brown, Nathan Cleary, Josh Addo.
Nathan Brown.
What happened to pick and stick from New South Wales people? What happened? Where's the loyalty there?
What happened to pick and stick after game one for you?
Who won the series, mate? Who won the series, champ? Yeah. That's right. Zip it.
Just rude, isn't it? Just arrogant. But the big man.
Don't you reckon the big man has changed his attitude in the 2 hours we've been here? When he started, it was all about, you know, I'm humble, boys. Yep. You know, look, I know how hard it must be to lose an Origin.
Yeah.
Not that he does really, or any Queenslander really has any idea how.
They can't remember.
Can't remember. Mm. 2014, obviously, but that was just a momentary lapse in reason. But as the couple of hours has worn on, you know, he's got the silly hat on.
It is silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
That had to look good with your pants.
The Andy Cap hat.
Yeah, that'd be true.
The Andy Cap.
Bag of ants, did it look like?
Yeah, exactly. So what are you feeling now? How long will you kind of, roll around and enjoy that win, that series win? No, you can be honest with us.
No, I'm just really happy because, you know, against the odds, really, that series. Like, you think about, like, the bookies, you know, everyone had Queensland sort of written off after game one.
And you've got like three or four immortals in waiting ready to go.
But we had a lot of young kids there as well. Look, a lot of young, you know, first timers come in, you know. And also people didn't think that Tim Glasby was up to it. And I thought, mate, he nearly scored one of the best Origin tries ever, like for a front rower. But I was just hoping he found the quicksand the last 10 metres. But I was just hoping he would score that try, you know.
All right, well, more of that a little while right now, though. It's great to welcome to the show the coach from South Sydney. Of course, the Rabbitohs will take on the Cowboys tomorrow afternoon. I'm talking about Michael Maguire. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. How'd you spend Wednesday evening? What were your thoughts on Origin?
Oh, look, it would have been nice to see New South Wales get up, but I think the class of Queensland, which they've shown for quite some time and in their leadership, definitely stood up. So it was a tough one to watch again, but, they've got some classy players at Queensland too.
Were you surprised, Madge, about the performance of Munster coming in on debut, but obviously being, aligned with the Melbourne players at Clubland?
I think Munster's a very good player. And when he came in and they selected him, I thought they'd definitely done the right thing, especially with the experience and the people that he had around him. You could just sort of sense that he was probably going to come in and just play his own game. And that's exactly what he did. He's been showing it for quite some time with the Melbourne team now that he's sort of got that no fear the way he plays. And I think he took that into the game on Wednesday.
Madge, you would have watched plenty of Origin over the years. Does Munster's debut up there, rate up there with the best you've seen?
Oh, I think so. I think one of just the little things that he did in the game and just how confident he was, I think he just really showed that he's going to be in that arena for quite some time. But I must admit, it does help when you've got Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater that you play with week in, week out around you. I mean, I've been fortunate to work with those three some time ago and I watched their development and I really see a lot of that inside Munster.
Madge, it's Del, mate. Hey, I just want to know, how did Dane Gagai, we know he's a class player, but how did he become to be on the South radar? Because no one sort of thought that he'd leave because Wayne tried to entice him back to the Broncos. Mate, Wayne couldn't get him back to the Broncos. And then obviously, you know, you guys have done something that no one else really could, is get him to the Bunnies for next year.
Yeah, Del, I can't give you too many secrets, but...
Oh, come on, mate, we're mates.
I'll give you a little bit. Oh, look, I was very fortunate. You know, Greg and I sat down and we spoke about... who's out there and who's about that might be able to add a lot of good things to our club. And Dane's name came up. And, I've been watching him for quite some time. And just the way he goes about the things on and off the field, I thought that he was going to really complement what we're doing. And whether he plays at the right centre or, you know, at times he might be able to play fullback. But that time will determine itself down the track. But I think he's just going to be a great fit for us.
Madge, let's shift tack to this game tomorrow at Barlow Park. How are you shaping up? Is Angus Crichton going to be okay? And are you likely to be 1-17 or?
Yeah, he's healthy. Yep, Angus is. He's right. He's at the moment. He hasn't been able to do all trainings, but he's a real professional kid, and he's just really excited about playing week in, week out footy with everything that he's gone through, and to actually get himself to where he is now. You know, he had a broken bone in his finger for quite some time over a couple of years, and he missed a lot of footy, and you know, he's just really enjoying every moment of playing at the moment. And I think that's showing on the park, and it's bringing a lot of enthusiasm to the boys around him, and to watch him grow now. And you know, he's still learning the game, let alone doing the things he's doing. So there's a lot of upside in Angus as we keep moving forward.
And Madge, you mentioned that word enthusiasm at the back end of the season, and here you are, you sit on 16. I mean, there's mathematics about getting in there, but there's the difficulty of the honesty about how close you can get. How do you motivate those guys for what remains?
It's actually really easy. I mean, as a team, we're disappointed where we sit. I think we've had games throughout the season that we know we should have won. And there's probably moments in games where at the back end where we should have actually taken games. So, where we sit on the table in our eyes doesn't reflect on what we should be doing. But at the end of the day, it's the end of the season now where if we really sort of get a bit of momentum, we can do something very special in the season. And that's what's really motivating our players. They're a good bunch of boys. We're away at the moment. They're all out in the movies together and doing things together. So the camaraderie and the group is very strong. So now we just need to make sure that we take that between the 80 minutes. And if we build our game and be consistent for that 80, well, I believe my team can beat anyone out there.
You must have been pretty disappointed last weekend, Madge, after coming off that great win against Penrith. It felt like you guys were just sort of had some momentum, were going to sort of surge towards the finals, and then just came to an abrupt halt against the Roosters.
Yeah, girls, I think that was a bit of a mindset, I guess. You know, we thought that they sort of started the game a little bit that way as well, that they came off a big score and, they came out and started sort of, throwing the ball around a little bit rather than earning the right. And, by not getting the points early in the game, I think it probably allowed the Roosters to grow. And sure enough, it cost us at the back end. And I think all the way through that game, you probably felt that, we could have taken it at times throughout that game, but we just didn't create enough pressure. Whether it was a drop ball or a poor kick or things like that, and it just kept the Roosters in the game. And sure enough, they played well enough to be able to take the game.
Well, you do come up against the Cowboys, obviously, tomorrow. That's up in Cairns. Now, you've done that for the last couple of years. You get up there and it's what a sense of community. It's obviously a home game, and it's a game that you're taking up to basically North Queensland. So they'll feel right at home, probably have a few more supporters than you guys there, but it's been working in the past?
It has every now and then. It's a strange one, but not one that I agree on all the time. But,
okay.
We've got a lot of support up here, and obviously the financial side of the game plays a part in moving forward. So that's always one. But, we are playing probably a local team. But, at the end of the day for us, at this stage of the season, it's a game that we need to go out and get the 2 points. We've got to go out and perform and get the win, because that'll allow us to keep moving forward. I've got a team that's really keen to be in the mix at the back end of the season. So I've said many times over this last month, it's really in our hands of where we want to take it. And if they go and play the way I know they can, they can beat anyone.
Hey, Madge, you're doing some good things in behind the scenes there. I know that you poached Anthony Seibold from Manly. He was pretty happy with the result, and he does a lot of hard work behind the scenes, doesn't he?
Yeah, I've got a great staff. I've been fortunate. I've had a great staff in the previous years, and I've had a bit of a role with a few of the boys that I've got. I've got Dave Fern and Anthony Seibold, and I've got a great performance staff. So, look, it's been a tough year to this point, because there's a lot of great things going on in this club, and the club itself is actually in a really good position, both on and off the field. They've always a corner in how they want to be seen, and how people view us as a club. So if we keep doing things well like we have been, I'm sure this club's going to rise.
And you got Greg Inglis back in there. He's been in around the boys, which is good to see.
Yeah, he's in good spirits, actually. He's going great, Greg. He's one, obviously, that we've missed, as everyone would imagine. But, he's in a really good frame of mind, and, he's up training, he's running. He's really helping out a lot of our younger guys, and he wants to grow the club. He re-signed for a long period of time now, and he wants to see us, up on the lights again, like all of us.
All right, Michael Mulgrave, let's end the conversation as we began it with State of Origin. Should Laurie Daly, if he chooses that he's had enough, there's been all sorts of discussion about not just who would do it, but whether it should be, as it is now, somebody who doesn't coach in the NRL. Can an NRL coach, current coach, also be the State of Origin coach?
Oh, I believe so. I think it's obviously a large job, as we know, but I think the coaching world, there's a lot that goes on, and it's easy to say that you can go in there and just do the coaching, but there's a lot outside of the coaching side, which is on the field, that is going on. It's talking to the sponsors and boards and selectors and all those sorts of different things. So we live that every day. We're doing that all the time. So I think that could possibly help, or whether or not you had an individual that was selected, and then having a head coaching position there that is assisting that person. It might be something moving forward, but I think it's possible.
All right. Look, all the best for tomorrow evening and the rest of the season with South Sydney. Lovely to talk to you as ever.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good
so
match.
Thanks
so much. There's Bunnings coach Michael Maguire joining us right here on Saturday Triple M NRL. Triple M rocks the footy. Oh. And it is... Oh, who's singing? Is that you, Wendell? Oh.
No, it's not me, mate. Yeah. Why do you always pick on me, mate?
It's not picking... Anything... No, whoa. Back
yeah,
up, Sparky. That's not...
No, yeah, no, no. I agree with you, Wendell. You're right, Wendell.
Yeah, mate.
Hey, that get up too, Tony. You shouldn't be picking on anybody.
I've tried to bring good energy to the show and you just keep... pushing me down.
Because the three of you, Tommy Turncoat.
Mate, in that golf outfit, seriously, you shouldn't be picking on anybody.
If I didn't drive this bus, three of you would be just scattered all over the asphalt.
Of course.
You know that, don't you?
Yes,
you know that.
Yeah. Give us a go, then.
Goodbye.
Actually,
I just walked out. All right.
Here we go. Actually, here we go. Where's the run sheet? This is all he does. All he does is read off this thing anyway. Here it is. Okay, what are we going into next?
Yeah.
Madge Maguire, well, he was great on the phone, boys. What did you think about Madge? Well, we've done that.
Well, mate, yeah. And he, you know what? He's got a beautiful tan. I just saw a picture on social media. He's got a beautiful tan,
has he?
Yeah, he has, mate. He's been sunning himself up there.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up. The Triple M NRL Stock Market.
How'd you go? I didn't listen.
All right. Actually, let's put Tony on the stock market, I reckon.
Go for it. Okay, first item on the agenda on the stock market. And as you know, listeners, that the stock market is a method where these gentlemen can decide whether things are good, bad or ugly, basically. So you buy, you sell or you hold, just as you do on the normal stock market. Me, I'm on. When are you going to go?
Oh, are you on? You want to start? Tony, I would, I'm close enough to hold.
Would you help me? So, would you please help me?
I'm allergic to camel hair. I'd buy Tony. You know, it hasn't been your best show, to be honest.
I agree. Yeah.
And you have been super critical of some of your co-panel members here. But I think that you're better than that. Yeah. I think you can go home and have a really good think about it. Yeah. You'll probably get Wendell's email that we all get after every show critiquing.
Yes.
Our performance, and I think if you listen to that, you'll be okay. I'm on. Yeah. I'm buying you, Tone.
Oops.
Yeah, I'll buy Tone. I'll buy. Yeah. I think you're a big game player, and
Okay. Right. What, this isn't a big game, huh?
No.
Right, what about you, Wendell?
I'm holding on you at the moment. Like, after the back page, I was buying plenty of you because you were so good the other day. But part of you seems to be still a Noosa, and you seem to be a bit bitter about Queensland because they won and you take it out on me. I seem to be, like, just... You're taking it out of me about Origin. I don't know what you're doing.
Do I need to remind people of your phone call to me during the day after State of Origin and to James Hooper? This is a man who is just so humble about the win. This is what happened.
You called Tony Squires. Just leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Queenslander! Yeah, what a great day to be a Queenslander. Hope you're going well, mate.
Next year. See, it's the hope you're going well, mate, that really sticks in my craw. Because you don't hope that.
No, I know, but when I left your back page, I was like, oh, mate, I'm catching a flight, you know, I'm going to be watching the Noosa Surf Club. Were you watching it at?
Only about 2 minutes until they scored the first try, then I was out of there. My tail between my legs. My New South Wales scarf wrapped around my head so nobody can tell who I was. All right, I'm putting Joey as next coach of State of Origin on the stock market. Where are we going? Wendell?
No, I'm holding on that. I want Joey to be involved with New South Wales. I think it'd be great theatre for Origin. But as an assistant, I don't think he'd be a good head coach. So not as a head coach, no. As an assistant, mate, I'd be buying. He'd be perfect in that Origin.
A lot of experience as a head coach, though, I tell you.
Oh, 100%. Like a guy like Freddie would suck up that role really easy, you know. But Joey, I reckon, would be a great assistant and a great four for a head coach.
Hoops?
I'm buying and I'm saying that Freddie will be the head coach and that Joey will be the
rest
coordinator,
of the
advisor, whatever you want to call him, But he'll be heavily involved.
Yeah, look, I think the question was Joey and the New South Wales coaching job. So I'll answer the question.
Thank you.
I'll buy, Tony. I'd like to see him in there doing the head job if it comes his way and he feels doing...
What are we, fourth class?
What's going on?
Honestly.
What? He's doing their job.
Yes, I
am. Okay.
Okay, Nathan Cleary, can we come back to the stock market in 1 minute, please?
Wendell's walked out.
Wendell has walked out. Honestly, the bus has just driven off the road. Saturday, Triple M NRL. Apologies, we did enter 1987 and had the stock market crash just moments ago, but understanding that we can rebuild it.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up. The Triple M NRL stock market.
Who'd be the wolf
of Wall Street?
Probably me. I'd put it out there.
Yeah. Are we all good to go? We're all good to go. All right, let's move on. We've got Joey. That's done and dusted. Mm. Let's go with the Raiders. We touched on them before. They had that win, as I look at the Tyre Power scoreboard, over the Dragons, 18 points to 14. Are we believing in their season, the Canberra Raiders? Are you buying, are you selling, are you holding, Ryan Girdle?
I've put a line through the Raiders because they've got a tough draw coming in, and I think Penrith have a lot softer draw, and then obviously we also need to take into consideration there's the teams above them at the moment. If they keep winning well, then neither are going to make it. But yeah, look, it's certainly, I think the Raiders and the Warriors, you can put a line through for 2017. So on that note, Tony, I'm going to hold.
What?
I'm just going to hold them.
You're going to hold them, but you've written them off, you put the line through them, and you're not selling.
No.
Wow, so you usually play a very canny game.
Yeah.
I just think that's an error of judgment. Yeah. But nevertheless, I move on to you, James Hooper.
I'm going to buy the Raiders. And they've got a hard draw, yes. They face the Premiers Cronulla and Melbourne over the course of the next month. But look, they're too good a side, great roster. I just reckon that Ricky might be able to conjure something a little bit special leading into the finals.
So you've got them sneaking in. Have you got Penrith going as well, or you've got them jumping?
So who's going to miss out?
Question, was it?
Well, what are you buying then?
I think the Dragons will probably drop
out. So you reckon the Raiders are going to make the eight? Because otherwise you're wasting money.
That's what he said. I'm saying they're a good chance, yeah.
Do you think Panthers are going to make the eight?
I think they're a chance.
Yeah.
Or they're a chance.
you can't put the pen through them now.
Yeah, that's right.
How can you put the pen through them? There's still eight rounds to go.
Settle down, mate. Whoa, so much aggression.
Wendell.
Okay, that's just over to me. Look, I'm going to hold at the moment, Tone.
I don't want to go back in that whole I'm bagging Wendell thing, okay?
Yeah.
But over the past 6 weeks, you've done nothing but hold.
Yeah.
You've held every single thing. You have so much stock in your back pocket.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to sell the Raiders because, mate, they're not the
team. Because I'm holding too many.
Yeah, they're not the team they were last year. Even last night, I'm not dirty at them, but they found a way to win last night. But they just, it doesn't seem to be their confidence. Hodgson hasn't played at the level he's played at like last year. And just their halves haven't been as dominant. So, yeah, see you later, Raiders. I don't think they'll make it.
All right, there you go. There is your stock market, a two-part edition of the stock market for you this week.
First part was the best,
it was a crash.
Yeah, exactly. Go back if you want to. And I'm looking here every second of Triple M Footy, wherever you are, download the Triple M NRL app now. You may be able to hear the first part of the stock market. I'm not exactly sure.
Before it crashed.
It is very illuminating if you do listen to it. We're going to chat to Greg Alexander from Fox Sports, from Fox Footy, as well, about the games that are on this evening. We'll hear from you, Bet. And the cooler will make his reappearance.
Oy.
Around the hallways of Fox Sports and Fox League, this man's known as the boss. I am, of course, talking about Greg Alexander. Brandy, g'day.
Tone, how are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Very well indeed. All right, look, we're going to talk before we get into the games today. A little bit of State of Origin with you. But first, obviously, after the performance of Nathan Cleary.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Right. But Nathan Cleary, obviously, you're the man solely responsible for turning his season around. He's now being talked about as the saviour for State of Origin next year. You must have been impressed with what he got up to yesterday.
Was that the best individual performance of the season?
Yeah.
It'd have to be close to it. And I'm not a super coach player, but someone this morning grabbed me and said, mate, that was off the charts what he did last night in super coach. But no, it was fantastic. And to do it without Matt Moylan made it extra special. So that was a big game. And for a 19-year-old, well, he's got a level head on him and very mature, goes about his football the right way.
What about we were talking earlier about what Gus had to say about just this idea that he'd be thrust onto the State of Origin stage next season. You've had a bit to do with him, obviously. You mentioned he's 19, but how do you see that too early for him?
I guess so, but I wouldn't say definitely not. You know, he's a little bit different to most young players, and that you know that he's got that Cameron Smith calmness about him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to make that sort of comparison because Smith's probably, you know, he's probably the player in rugby league history that, you know, has a pulse less than anyone, even in a frantic moment. But, you know, Nathan's got that sort of demeanour about him. Just very calm under pressure. Never looks ruffled, never looks rattled about what to do. But it would be a big call to throw him in as a 20-year-old next year, I would think. But let's wait and see how he finishes this year and how he starts next season. I'm not willing to rule anything in or out.
Mate, Brandy, looking at Nathan Cleary, I mean, you're right. He never gets overawed. But even last night, the Warriors are a very physical side. When the game was on the line there, he just kept taking them on. He doesn't mind taking the hits. And just his tries, I mean, he backs up. He's got it all. But even defensively, mate, he puts his body on the line. And for a young half, I think it's outstanding.
Yeah, well, you know, when you talk about origin players, you've got to be able to... You've got to pick a player that's got no weakness in his game.
Yeah.
And, I think that's Nathan. Nathan's, there's no weakness. He's not huge, but he's certainly, you know, strong enough in defence to hold his position. He's got a great kicking game. He's the best goal kicker in the competition at the moment. And, you know, like you said, he's not afraid to run the ball. You know, even when Penrith was struggling, he was still trying to, you know, prize open defensive lines, you know, even though it wasn't working, he was still trying. And he's willing to listen, and, you know, he's a very coachable young man. And he's just got that, origin players, and, you know, he's got that look about him. But, I don't know if you'd rush him in, but he's one for the future, and it might be a year away or a couple. I don't know, but he's got that feel about him.
All right, Brandy, we're going to have to dive into the root canal surgery without the anaesthetic. The Blues performance last Wednesday night, what did you make of it?
Jimmy, I thought the game was over after 10 minutes. I stopped watching intently. I honestly gave up on it. I just thought, we're no match. We didn't get a helping hand from the ref in the first 10 minutes, but we didn't recover from that. Now, I'm not blaming the referees, and I never do, like, but we did not recover. We should have been good enough to recover. What wasn't working in the opening 10 or 15 minutes, we just kept trying the same thing. You know, we weren't making metres in the middle. We needed to do something else, but we just weren't smart enough and weren't good enough to do it.
That's one win out of five series for Laurie Daly. Do we need to go in a different direction now, Brandy?
I don't know if it would make any difference, but, you know, it depends what Laurie. If Laurie wants to coach again, I don't know whether we shouldn't give him another crack. I don't feel strongly one way or the other about it, James. I know there's a few talented blokes that wouldn't mind a crack at it. So we might, you know, after five series, you know, maybe it is time for Loz. But I don't feel strongly one way or the other about it. Really, I don't know if that's the difference. The difference, come on. The difference is they've got the best players in the best positions. And yeah. And that's quite simple. It's been that way for the last decade. You know, even without JT, they still had Cooper and Cameron and Billy. And Cameron Munster's, you know, a hell of a player. And he just slotted in there because that's what he does at club level. And that's who he plays with at club level. It certainly made it easier. I don't know if, you know, we have a different coach. Do we get much of the same thing?
Yeah, but Brandy, I mean, it was pretty obvious in game one that we were dominant. We were able to keep those players, and you mentioned, I mean, we all know how good they are, but we were able to silence them in game one and for most of game two. Why weren't we able to do it in game three?
There was no go forward, Gerds.
Yep.
We had nothing. We had zip. So, you know, whatever James Maloney and Mitchell Pearce and James Tedesco did in game one and early in the first half of game two was off the back of some go forward and quick play the ball. You can't do it without a platform. And you know, everyone's, you know, jumped on Mitchell Pearce again.
Yep.
He couldn't have done much more than what he did except for change what the team were doing. You know, the half... you know, is supposed to be the brains of the team on the field. And, you know, if something's not working, we'll change it and change it quickly. But in terms of what we did in attack, and that was the difference, what we did in attack, you know, we had Queensland rattled for the first three halves of the series because the forwards laid a platform and our blokes, you know, our blokes can play footy. You know, James Maloney, Mitchell Pearce, James Tedesco, three outstanding players. You give them something to work off. Well, it doesn't matter who's on the other side. You know, we'll sting them, and we did. But you know, without any go forward in that second game, in the last game, sorry, and the second half of game two, where you know, Fifita started to run cross field, go backwards, pop balls that weren't on. I can't blame the halves for that. But Gerge, that's where they win it. Queensland, they win it because they play smart.
All right, Brandy, just quickly wrapping it up then, you'll be seeing it, of course, on Fox League this evening. That Knights-Broncos, is it more heartache at home for the Knights this evening? They've obviously had that at Belmore last week and a couple of weeks ago against the Dragons in that poor performance in Newcastle, but they've got the Broncos arriving there. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think without Gillett and without Josh Maguire, who have rested, you know, it brings the Broncos back to the field a bit, but Milford comes back into the lineup. Ben Hunt's there. Still no Darius Boyd. So, you know, they're without a few of their good players. So Newcastle might make a game of it for 40 or 50 minutes, but I can't see them winning. Their efforts don't last for 80 minutes. So I think the Broncos will play pretty basic football and just rely on the brilliance of a few of their players to get them home. That's how I see it, Tone.
All right, buddy. Always great to talk to you. Always great to watch Greg Alexander on Fox League as well. Catch up soon.
Good on you, boys.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Brandy.
There he goes. We'll have a look at the other game, the Titans and the Sharks. Preview that all thanks to Iveco Trucks. That's ahead. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. Making an NRL multi is easy with the all-new Ubet Multi Builder. Download the Ubet app today and customise by sport, time and price. Remember, gamble responsibly. Jared Daffy, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Tony.
Don't tell me that you've got for Origin next year. New South Wales aren't favourites, are they?
Well, I don't know how this came about, but the boys in the padded room had come up with prices. Yeah. Well, that's why they're there. New South Wales $1.75. Queensland, the outsiders at $2.10.
Daff, we've got to get them off the Jack and Jill's, Daff, because they got it wrong for game three.
Oh,
as
you
well.
Guys haven't that's recovered from the horn fight.
Oh, that's fair enough.
I can't work it out.
I can because it's a game in Melbourne next year, and it's good that there's not too many Melbourne Storm players in their Queensland team. So
Dell's moving into underdog status already. Yeah. I love it.
That's, good on you, boys.
We'll win ridiculous. Next year's series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm confident. I'm so confident. All right, what about today, the Knights? So about heartbreak after heartbreak. Any thoughts on an upset?
Well, there is. They were $4.50 on Monday. They're into $3.50 now, so that's a notable move. The Broncos out to $1.32, and that handicap, 9.5 points, plenty of money for the Knights here as well. It's into $1.80. So they've been beaten a few times recently when they probably should have got away with it, but maybe some value there today with them.
Beautiful. Jared Daffy, as ever, lovely to talk to you. Remember, making an NRL multi is easy with the all-new Ubet Multi Builder. Download the Ubet app today and customise by sport, time and price. Remember, gamble responsibly. Thanks, Daff.
He's doing a really good job, Daff. I love the way he's doing
it. James Hooper, what have you got for me in terms of lineups for Mongrel Boots?
Yeah, lineups for Mongrel Boots is always Tone. And look, the Newcastle Knights, they're almost 1-17. Nathan Ross will be the fullback. Chanel Matautai on the wing. Dane Gagai will back up from Origin. Peter Matautai in the centres. Brendan Elliott on the other wing. Brock Lamb and Trent Hodkinson in the halves. Daniel Safidi, Daniel Levi, Josh King in the front row. Sione Matautai in the back row with Lachlan Fitzgibbon and Mitchell Barnett. And then the bench will be Jamie Buehrer, Joe Wardle, Jacob Safiti and Sam Stone. Those lineups for Mongrel Boots. And then the Broncos, Tone. Look, they have Wayne Bennett has shaken the side that he named up earlier in the week up a fair bit. So Matt Gillett won't back up. Josh Maguire won't back up from State of Origin. So that means Jordan Kahu will be the fullback. There's a bloke called Jermaine Isako on the wing. Anthony Maroon, looking forward to him calling young Jermaine on debut. James Roberts is in the centres with Tau Tau Moga. Jonas Pearson on the other wing. Anthony Milford is into the side. Benji Marshall goes back to the bench. Ben Hunt, the halfback. Corbin Sims, Andrew McCulloch, and Adam Blair in the front row. Alex Glenn will come into the side in the second row. Do you want me to get the persuader out?
Are you still talking? Would you? The coolers waiting in the wings, honestly.
Those lineups for Mungrel Boots, don't.
We've got 45 in each team.
Yeah.
We'll come back. As I said, a couple of games this afternoon, the Knights taking on the Broncos and the Titans taking on the Sharks. We'll just have a very, very brief preview, thanks to Iveco Trucks, in one moment. I think, though, really, it's time to go to what everybody's been looking forward to. Missed out on him last week. He wasn't around. Bizarrely, both Ryan Girdler and the cooler had food poisoning last Saturday.
Yeah.
So the cooler wasn't here either.
Week off. Mm. Need a week off too, the cooler.
Yeah, time for this.
You're cooler. Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You are not sending me to the cooler. The cooler.
All right, everyone. Chill.
How's he feeling, the cooler?
He's upbeat today, the cooler.
Is he?
Yeah. He got out of New South Wales, though. He wanted to get away from New South Wales for a little while. He was pretty depressed after going up to Origin on Wednesday night, and he's gone down to Melbourne. He likes it down in Melbourne. He's at his third favourite track. The Valley's obviously his favourite, but he's at Caulfield today, the cooler, and he's not going to beat around the bush. Okay. He's going to get straight into it. Race 9 is a 1,400-metre open handicap. It's the get-out special, isn't it, race 9? We're all looking to recover. Mm-hmm. This mare's got some game too, boys. Won the last two starts. Mertens is on board again today.
Andrew Mertens.
Well, the rugby player.
Yeah.
That's good. Translation. The coolest tip today is race 9, number 8, Sism. And some interesting bloodlines as well for you, Tony. She's out of the great sire Circum, and Sism will win today unless, of course, she is violently cut off in the straight. Race 9, number 8, Sism. Pay about $4 and the cooler's out.
A cool change.
The question I keep asking myself.
He's a good sire, Tony, that Circum.
The question I keep asking myself is, why do I choose to spend my Saturday afternoon with 12-year-olds?
Because, mate.
Why do I choose?
Because you love us, mate, and we love you, Daddy.
I know,
Daddy.
Hey, back up,
Daddy.
All right. Can I just have around then the good people at Iveco Trucks obviously putting up with us for this. The Knights and the Broncos. Who wins?
Go the Broncos.
Go the Broncos. They've rested a few, as we heard in the Mungrel Boots lineups. Just went for 18 minutes. Yes.
Newcastle.
Do a quick recap on those lineups.
No, Newcastle. I put Newcastle right at the red carpet for Wayne. Welcome back, Wayne.
Broncos.
Broncos. Okay. What do you think?
What are those sides again, Hoops?
Those changes from Mungrel Boots.
I think it'll be a draw.
Tone, can I just say congratulations to a good mate of mine, Brett Morris. He's retired from Origin Football.
I've heard that name before.
Yeah, so well done to Brett Morris.
So he's officially
he announced it today on Instagram, didn't
morning,
he?
Hung up the boots for Origin. So play for the Bulldogs for next season or two. Yep. But that's it for him for Origin.
Legend, well done.
Champion bloke, but
champion bloke. I've seen on Fox when they played the trials component.
140 something tries.
One of the great finishes. He's still playing for the Bulldogs, but just Origin, he's had enough.
Yeah.
All right, that's brilliant. And in a word or two, Titans and the Sharks is the other game this evening.
Sharkies!
Sharks.
12-year-olds. It's time.
Look, I'd like to apologise to the people of Bryden's Lawyers. I'd like to apologise to all of our sponsors. I'd like to apologise to...
You're going to need Bryden's Lawyers if you keep going, Tate.
Absolutely. And I'd like to thank the people who provided me my camel pants. Thanks so much. Bye for now.
We out.